great show for me to poop on.
Nice. Right as I turned on the archive. Let's see how much of that got caught.
Oh, that'll be a great intro.
Poop on. What the fuck? That's all they're going to hear when they download it. Poop on.
Yes. Well, maybe that's what we'll name tonight's show. If nothing else comes up, Revenge of the Soundboards.
Revenge of the Soundboards, because this is Claude's special episode. Yeah. He gets to play with the soundboards till we get sick of it.
I haven't had so much fun since the doctor chopped my nads off.
And I have total control of the board, so I turn it off anytime I want. Thank God. See? Like now. It's off.
Hey, back off, Cujo.
Damn. Okay, so you're just going to sit and stare at the computer for the show, right?
No, I gotta carry. No, no,
we could have a show not show with you here. I'll be like, this
pretty,
is Trench.
It's pretty innovating. Show not show with me here. No,
Show not show with you here, yeah.
I'm here, but I'm not. I'm just in the background.
Oh, give me your mic. We ought to get a mic permanently wired to Peanut Gallery, because after last week's show, we actually have people complimenting.
Yes, on Peanut Gallery.
Peanut Gallery is very famous around our office and around with some listeners, because Peanut Gallery always says just the right amount of whatever.
Apparently, that's what they said.
To get them rolling. So Peanut Gallery is a huge fan. Huge fan. Peanut Gallery has fans.
Yes.
Peanut Gallery has huge fans, but, well, it's kind of subjective, don't you think?
No, yeah, it's kind of.
Hey,
yeah,
you're fatty. You must like Peanut Gallery. I don't know. Don't look at me like I know what I'm doing today. I don't
Apparently
know.
You don't. Apparently
all I know.
You do not.
No, I do not know what I am doing today. I am merely just a button monkey today. I'm flipping switches and making sure
It's actually been a pretty busy week. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah. I mean, I pull so much extra time at work. I just come home, basically, have my dinner, watch a little TV or whatnot, surf the internet a lot, and just go to sleep. Pretty much.
So your life consists of work, shit, and sleep. Oh, work, eat, shit, sleep.
Right. But not necessarily.
You just kind of roll a four-sided dice. What am I going to do now?
For the work week, yes.
Work. Okay. What am I doing now? Shit. Oh.
Yeah.
Get you a wireless. Of course, some of your new acquired toys, that makes it a little more fun to shit and try to sleep. And
Yeah. Although
we'll
get
to that later, though.
I've already taken this new toy in the bathroom with me.
Shame.
No, I'm not.
Man, we do need to get a mic over to the Peanut Gallery. No, anyhow, no, Rev, I said button monkey. I'm not a butt monkey.
You're a butt
monkey. That was 2 weeks ago. Weeks ago, I was butt monkey.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I was.
You were not a butt
Roto monkey. Fucking rooted.
Yeah.
My doctor, though, today, I had to go in for a follow-up because they prescribed this stuff to me. And, and he goes, we got talking. He's like, you know, asked him a bunch of questions and so on and so forth. And he kind of brings up, he brought up the whole be gentle thing.
Aha. Uh-huh.
He did bring up the be gentle thing.
What do you think of it?
He thought it was funny. He goes, you know, we sat, we laughed for a few seconds, went back to work. He goes, you don't see that very often.
Apparently
I've never seen that before in my life. It was humorous. And I go, yeah, that's all
he'd
I can
never
ask
seen
for.
That before in
he'd
his
never
life.
Seen someone write be gentle on their ass before.
Just
before
think
a colonoscopy.
That's pretty interesting, Trench. You were some guy's first time.
Fuck.
Lucky you.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't say lucky at all, but okay. Anyhow, so yeah, this is a cleanup show, man. This is a nothing show.
Yeah.
I barely had news.
Since he's already been some guy's first thing, my son needs to stay the fuck away from him.
Hey.
Thanks, Peanut Gallery.
So much for that fan base.
Yeah, I know.
How do you lose a fan base in 3.5 words?
Was that 3.5?
I don't know. I wasn't counting.
How can that be half a word? She didn't stutter.
Good point. Did she go, uh? That's a half a word.
Is it?
I got some news. Nothing really good. We don't really have much segments. We actually are not even starting off the show talking about a bodily secretion.
Actually, yeah, it's amazing.
But we could talk about my stupidity and roughhousing with your dog.
Yeah, dog fucking bit you on the face.
Dog bit me on the fucking face
my
about
dog
3 hours
Trench.
Ago. So, dog
he
bites man. Huh?
You were mauled.
Oh, I was mauled. I mean, I got this horribly disfiguring scratch on my face. My lawyers will talk to your dog tomorrow. A lawyer in Vegas, they probably would go that low to try to get money.
Yeah. Of course they would.
I mean, yeah. Hey, so, dude, yeah, I got bit by your dog because I was horse-playing, and I just got a little too rough, and the dog was...
I've always warned you about that. Don't fucking crowd him. He'll panic.
You know
He'll
what? You know what?
Dog's claustrophobic,
if,
man.
If I... And I think this is a surprise to everybody when I say this, because I think it surprised both of you two. Hey, I got what I'd earned, you know? I can't be upset. Your mom's about to kill the dog for biting someone. I'm like, hey, I instigated. It's my fault.
Crunch it up.
What the hell?
Dude, that one didn't work.
No, that one didn't work at all.
No.
I'm about ready to throw your Switch.
No, it's fine. Anyhow.
You're like, no!
Yeah. No, it's been a pretty busy week for me right there. Just basically with work right there. Some interesting stuff in the news right there, you know. Basically here in Vegas, they're getting ready to tear up the interstate.
Again.
Project Neon. Really
the interstate that they just finished putting in 3 fucking years ago.
Yeah,
it took them
10
years to plan. And I remember that when I moved in, they were working on the third tier, this mobile giant fucking scaffolding system to put in the third tier.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, way fucking up there for you people who live in flatlands.
Yeah, that's way up there.
Way the fuck up there.
And I bet you were up there since everybody's flooding and shit.
No, you know what? Everybody in the Midwest is flooding out. People I know are pretty much dry.
In your hometown there.
Hometown is pretty much dry.
That's good. That's good to hear. Because
they got a lot of levees and stuff because, see, they planned about... See, Waterloo was smart. They got the Civil Corps of Engineers or whatever you call them.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was funny.
I have no idea.
Peter Gallagher just chuckled.
Dude, I swear that was not me hitting the soundboard that time.
The Civil Engineer Corps, whatever you call them, they basically... What the hell?
I have no idea.
Civil Corps of Engineers.
It's Army Corps of Engineers.
Okay, fine.
Anyhow.
I'm still trying to figure out why they're laughing. I'm like,
get
that's
on
it.
With it.
Sorry. Like, we got 2 hours to waste with people, man. We might as well just sit and have interactive chat. Anyhow.
Oh, chat room. Thanks. I forgot to bring
Jesus.
That up. Anyhow.
Does this mean the computer's going to go ding in everybody's ear?
No. I'm not checking email.
So, anyhow. They, like, built levees and shit like that. And they actually got the town pretty well squared away. Even when we had this huge flood back in 93, it was okay. I mean, it was some damage. And there were people who did get their houses ruined because, you know, they chose to build
in
a flood area.
Yeah.
So much so that they put their houses up on these huge cinder blocks.
Don't tell me. They rebuilt after it flooded
out. Of course they rebuilt. Every year after it floods. Every year.
Fucking Hicks. I just, you know, while it's good to know that everybody in your hometown of Waterloo is safe.
There's everybody I care about.
You know, it kind of also makes me weep that, you know, because the irony of had the Sullivan Brothers Convention Center, you know, have flooded. It would have been funny to see the Sullivan Brothers underwater again. Yes, I read that online, the new Tourist Guide to Iowa.
Oh, Tourist Guide to Iowa from FARC. Jesus.
It was a link on FARC.
It was
it's
a link on
book.
FARC, yes. And you know what? I think those jokes that one dude said were the best parts, you know.
Yes, what's the best thing to come out of Iowa?
I-80.
I-80. And where's the best part of Iowa to live in?
In the middle.
Right, because no matter where you go, you're on your way out.
Exactly. I know that Vakuris, a regular listener who's actually not here tonight, very odd, but Vakuris even had some anti-Iowa, you know, stuff that he found. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess I wouldn't mind Iowa considering they got the water and we don't. I say we need to figure out a way to truck floodwaters.
We don't need to truck it, dude. I already told you, pipeline.
Pipeline across the U. Yeah, you said a pipeline off of the Rockies.
Yeah, dude.
Over the Rockies. Now, I'm trying to figure out how you get water to go uphill.
How you get water?
He was saying, no, not a pump.
Siphon.
He was like siphoning it up over hill down.
Yeah.
That's a lot of water you got to move out.
True, but all we need to do is get a gangload of Chinamen to drill a hole through.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
That's worth repeating on the air.
Yeah, it was, but you know, it's like, you know, the peanut gallery said it, so no. That's just one of those things that like that's a moment of gross out for me. I just have to pause for a second there.
Take a breath. Do you
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow.
You didn't even remember about that soundboard until I said something.
Yeah.
So.
It'll be my favorite here. Anyhow. Yeah. But yeah, also have a lot of shit going on here. We're fighting for water again.
Well, we're always going to be fighting for water in Vegas. I think that's the only... I mean, come on. We have the only...
Do you have a pretty decent California rant?
My thing with the water, my thing with the development here in Vegas is the simple fact that it's been a known thing for so long that we shouldn't build too much and we shouldn't build too far out. Up is a different story, but too far out we shouldn't do. However, our city planners, you know, they don't care. They see the revenue that's generated by more people living here. However, it's been proven that even if you have more people living, new people moving in does not necessarily make revenue, which we've seen.
Of course not.
Now, next week, we got to get a mic for the Peanut Gallery. We have a mic, but the Peanut Gallery doesn't sit with us during the show.
Peanut Gallery bounces around the fucking
Peanut
studio.
Gallery right now is eating studio. Ice cream and looking at the dog. Yeah, all around the studio. The green room. So anyhow, Kitchen Stadium.
Oh, yeah. Did you see this? It just came out right now.
No.
They said they're going to find Jimmy Hoffa, man. They know what happened to him.
Yeah, we saw that on TV. I'm not too sure. We'll wait and see before we even talk about it. Because you know what? Everybody's been looking for Hoffa for, what, 26 years? 28 years? 28 years now.
Oh, by the way, don't worry. This summer, if something happens, it's going to be terrorists.
Oh, of course.
Don't know where, don't know why, don't know how.
Everybody, but it's going to be terrorists.
Yeah.
Everything that's going to happen. Gas prices are... Hold on.
Yeah, okay.
A Peanut Gallery, if you really want to join the conversation, come up. We'll hook up a mic.
God, Jesus
no,
Christ.
No, okay, never mind. Oh, God.
I've got so many things to say, and I'm going to scream them out as loud as I can, but just out of the microphone range so you can barely hear me muffled.
Careful, you're going to get slapped. Ooh, you got flipped off, but silently as she scowls away.
You guys don't even know. For all you know, she's going to give me a dollar bill.
No, that's what I'm here, play by play.
Yes.
Okay. So anyhow, where were we talking? Oh, yes. Terrorists are the reason the gas prices are going up.
Yes, yes.
Terrorists are the reason that everything is happening the way it is, okay? Terrorists are the reason the day after tomorrow is being made. Mm-hmm. So, as yesterday.
You think so?
No.
Okay.
I don't fucking care about that movie. Okay, look. Another apocalyptic movie.
I thought you had some sort of fucking intellectual connection right there. Okay, well, check this out.
No.
You're preparing everybody for disaster.
Yeah, okay. Preparing everybody for disaster is one thing. But take it to that extreme. You know what that does? That causes panic. And now you know what's going to happen. There's going to be a dozen of these fucking religious sites. You know, like the one we were talking about 2 weeks ago with Smack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those kind of fucking nuts from Kansas or whatever. God hates you and blah, blah, blah. Those people are going to come right out of the fucking woodwork about this shit. They all do.
Yeah. Yeah. Me personally.
They're going to say, this isn't just a movie. This is a documentary.
This is, people always want to take that kind of shit and say, this could happen to you. It's like, you know, when missionaries first went to see Eskimos up in like Alaska and the Great White North? They used to tell them, if you don't do this, you're going to burn in hell. You know, Eskimos were thrilled to hear that they go someplace warm. That's actually the truth.
I can believe that. I can believe it.
So the Lake of Fire went to like the frozen Lake of Ice.
Yes.
It has to be adapted for region. True story. But me personally, there's a pretty good disaster movie this weekend in theaters I'd like to see.
What's that?
Soul Plane. Because that looks like a fucking disaster.
Disaster. Yeah, there you go.
Seeing seven.
Didn't have that soundboard, did you?
No. Ooh, wow. Curses, he beat me to it.
Yeah,
that looks like such shit, Soul Plane, dude.
Yes, of course. I don't know. I still think Undercover Brother was definitely a good movie. And
I liked Undercover
I think it's
Brother.
The same people that are making this one, isn't it? I think. I don't know. I haven't followed
it. Yeah, man. But, I mean, it's like, you know what, man? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it'll surprise me. Maybe this will turn out to be like another The Wash.
I don't know. I'm still.
Did you ever see The Wash?
I saw a part of it. Because, you know, I never get the chance to sit through a whole movie.
That's because you have ADD.
No, it's because when I change it on, get home and watch the TV, it's already halfway fucking through most good movies.
Got to look forward, man. You got to make time to see quality films like The Wash.
The Wash. Yeah, okay. I'll remember that. Thank you for your keen insight.
Yes. It stars Honest John, the poor man's George Carlin. Jesus. This is not going to be a good show at all, dude. I'm just like fucking... I got to like fucking, you know, get re-back on track right here. My jokes are like a thought behind. God damn, man.
What's funny? Oh, I just told myself this great joke.
It's like Eddie Murphy coming out laughing at himself.
Oh, I forgot it.
Yeah, I forgot it, man. Oh, it's not funny the second time
around. Yeah, we got him already dropping away from the keyboard. Chizette is AFK.
Wow, I feel real bad now.
Why?
Well, because I'm like losing.
We're not driving them away like we drove away Wastrel.
Oh, yeah.
Buckets of cum. I gotta go.
I gotta go, man.
Gotta go wash my car.
Yeah, really. I think I left my oven on. You're right. I think I left your oven on, too. God.
So, anyhow. Yeah. So, yeah, this is going to be kind of a fucked up show, but hey, that's okay. We need a little downtime.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to have like a little show.
That way we can come back and charge our powers of comedy even further. The good story, though, in the news here. You hear about that, man?
Oh, God, what?
Your paranoia pays off.
My paranoia? What do you mean?
They just busted a ring of Romanian people right there for ATM fraud here in Vegas.
Ha! I told you so! I so told you so!
1 year's worth of work netted them $1 million.
Damn!
2 years worth of work? $1 million.
Ah! Sorry.
Ass breath.
Blame
you
the,
on fucking Atkins and shit, man?
No. I don't know. Can oatmeal cream pies be considered Atkins or kosher?
Yeah. I don't know. Kosher. They're kosher. That makes it Atkins approved.
No. Yes. I'm saying they're kosher.
I see that. It says parve. Yes.
Yes. I was just... Never mind. Yeah. Anyhow, so speaking I told you. I told you, though. No, seriously, though. I told you. Always check your ATMs that you go to. Wiggle the little feed reader. Don't trust the ones you slide the card in and lose total contact, a physical contact to that card.
You don't trust those.
I don't trust those whatsoever. There's one at my school I have to use. Well, I don't have to use. If I want money, I have to use it. But it is... It's one of those feed reader ones, and I'm kind of like, It's like old school ones, the ones that could take your card when you fuck up.
Dude, I saw some great shit on TV. They were showing like the stupidity of people. Don't ask me why they saved this for like a Saturday night show or Saturday afternoon like show like nobody would watch, but it was great.
Right.
It showed the stupidity of people with ATMs. First off, they go and they show you common fraud places. What they'll do is, you know, the slide readers that you have on the side?
Right.
What they would do is attach an extra slider at the bottom to catch.
Yes.
Number two, what they would do is they would take like double-sided sticky tape with an extra long brochure holder with a camera in it to read your PIN card as well.
Nice.
And stick it to the side. And they have like real bank brochures that they would like snatch, you know, like from other ATMs as a holder. Mm-hmm. Nobody was any the wiser.
Hmm.
And they were showing how people didn't bother to check any of this. And the best one was they took like a little stanchion, you know, with like a little sign placard holder at the top.
Right.
With a little fucking mag stripe reader. And said, clean your ATM card here for free.
Oh, Jesus.
They showed something like about 60% of the people that walked up to the ATM and read that actually swiped their card through that.
Do you know what I would do if I would have seen one of those?
What?
I would have beat the shit out of the thing. I mean, I would have gone psycho nuts on the stanchion and the reader and started pounding the shit out of it and destroying it.
It was fucking
great. I would
have
gotten my ass arrested until they realized what it was.
People are actually like, oh, okay. They showed it each and every single time. People would look at the thing right there and then swipe their card through. Both, and then they would look at the mag stripe and just like shake their head and go back on to like claim their money, where they had the brochure holder reading their PIN code. Isn't that great? Stupidity of people.
People are stupid. People are absolutely, positively stupid. If they're gonna, you know, if you're
the peanut gallery is right, because the peanut gallery.
What peanut gallery say?
Well, they confronted people afterwards because like one of the guys they interviewed, they were going like, you know, who was like a fraud investigator. You know, this dude, he's actually kind of young and hip, wasn't some stodgy fucking old guy.
Yeah, he ripped you up.
Yeah, he goes, listen, man, you know, you could have. He goes, look, this isn't hooked up, but you know, you could have really got fucked over right here. People are like, oh, okay, oh my God, are you serious? I didn't know that. They're complete fucking idiots about it.
That's typical. I mean, people don't realize what they're doing when they go to an ATM. We are so addicted to the ATM. I'm sorry. We've got the ATMs at Target that take your card. I'm still not a fan of those either.
What do you mean?
At Target, when you pay with a credit or debit card, you feed it into a reader. It slides in, reads it, slides it back out. It's all in one unit. Little thing.
Interesting.
Look at any time we shop. I mean, it's gotten to the point right now. ATMs are... here what smart cards are to the rest of the world, it seems.
Right, but
and you know what? I think more. I would rather have a smart card here in the States, and I know I've said this before. I know I've ranted about this. I'd rather have a smart card here because you know what you could do to a smart card more than an ATM card? Only get as much as you need on it. Hey, if I only have a $20 on my smart card and they find my smart card, I'm only out $20.
God,
I'm
man.
Not out my savings and checking and whatever access to whatever my account.
We're archiving the show, right?
Yes, we are.
Good, because I'm going to take this as an audio clip for the next time you do some anti-fucking government Big Brother rant.
You know, I will.
You just admittedly succumbed to Big Brother.
No, I didn't admit it. I came to another technology, not Big Brother.
You want me to tell you something? Big Brother protects your ass. For the simple fact that any time, you're only required to be liable, according to the federal government, because they protect the idiots of the world.
And that is true.
Up to $50.
That is
most
true.
Banks waive that.
However, let's say that my card was attached to my savings account.
Doesn't matter. They will not cover
that. They won't cover that.
Yes, they do.
I'll be out.
FDIC rules.
Will FDIC cover that?
FDIC, not the bank. FDIC.
Okay.
People don't realize that.
That's the feds are protecting you. They protect. I've got 15 years in banking. I've had stupid customers write their PIN number on the back of the card, lose it, and then call in and go, well, yeah, my PIN was written on the back. Federal regulations plainly state you can't hold a cardholder liable for their own stupidity.
Wow. Okay. See, now I was not aware
right.
of that.
That's an FDIC rule, not
okay.
a bank
so now
rule.
I look at it from the banks. I don't look at it from the FDIC because
right.
I don't know enough.
Exactly.
But I'll go with what you say with the Big Brother. You know what? Yeah, Big Brother does do a lot of good. My Big Brother's rants are usually geared towards something totally different. Now, I willingly,
before
hold
we go
on,
any further,
holy, let
the
me,
FDIC thing doesn't count in your case right there because you're not covered by FDIC, Federal Credit Union.
Right, and it's a totally different but still
right.
covered. And
you too.
Yeah.
My thing, though, is I'm already succumbing to the whole thing because I can remember quite a few years ago me and Ragman talking about how everything is going to this debit card. And his dad went on this huge rant about, oh, they can get your card and screw you over and everything like that. And you know what? That's true.
Yeah.
And I am willingly doing this because, as you know, I don't carry a lot of cash on me. I just swipe my card if I need extra cash to get out of a parking, like a parking ramp or pay with my card when I go out. So I don't know.
I mean, I think
Big Brother doesn't control a smart card as much. Excuse me. Because some smart cards, you can put how much you want on them. You can control the income and out, the in and out of the card. So if you only want that smart card to have $10, let's say hypothetically, down the road, you have kids. And you say to your kids, okay, you can go out tonight. Here's your cards. There's $25 on them. You just gave out your allowance and a smart card. But, you know, you're not giving the whole account away like you would with a credit card.
Yeah, but you know, God is.
And you can't run up charges,
dude, this
like
is
you
a
could
total,
a credit card.
God, this is a fucking segue in waiting. Number one, that's not a good idea. What fucking value do you place on money when you fucking just go, oh, charge it? The money magically comes from daddy's card.
Okay, we've already gone beyond that point since 1980, okay? It's already gone well past that. What I'm saying is another form of currency, another way to tender currency. You know, you have cash, coin, smart card. Why not?
Don't give me that. When you were little,
uh-oh.
You
your
got
turn.
The money, Mom. No, I don't. Well, do you think money grows on trees? No, Dad goes to the bank and gets it.
Yeah, actual quote I said when I was a little kid.
Yeah, okay. So you see what I mean? It's you're not changing up very much. You really
true,
aren't.
True, but I don't think smart card's a good idea at all. I think that what happens is with that shit right there is the problem is you give too much control over.
To who? To what?
To whom and to what?
You're not giving any more control over than you would with a debit card. A debit card's controlled entirely by the bank.
True.
Smart cards, sure, they are controlled by banks. They have to be. Of course, you got to have the backing. But you can determine, hey, this smart card has a total cap of $20. Doom, you're done.
You can't do that with your ATM card right now.
My ATM card is hooked up to my checking, which is also directly hooked up to my savings. Too much access. A smart card, you don't get that much access. It's almost as if you're giving them out a temporary credit card, something like one of those, like a gift card.
Like a gift card.
You only get $20 on a gift card.
Wow.
So is that a bad idea?
So basically you want to ruin money.
Ruin money? Money is still money. Whether it's printed or not, minted or not, money is still money. Shit, more money transfers over our computer lines than they do with from pocket to register.
I've seen $80 to $90 million go over a wire over a weekend.
So
there's no physical transfer of any cash.
Money doesn't really truly exist in that.
Fine.
A dollar bill, all a dollar bill is just, you know, it's a metaphor, but we won't get into this.
Understandable, and I understand it because, like I say, it's another dangerous segue right there.
It gives the American public the sense of security.
Yes, absolutely.
When you put money into the bank, money isn't sitting there just for you to use. It's swept in and out. Invested.
Oh, no, I'm not arguing that. I mean, but exactly. At one point, though, money.
I'm going to kick your ass in about 2 fucking seconds, dude.
You quit fucking with Mike. No, you know, one thing about money is we got to be careful because we're getting to a point where it's not all backed by gold. I mean,
none of it is, dumbass.
Well, that's right. That changed in what, 60s, 70s, whatever.
Yeah, what fuck, man?
But
you
anyhow,
want to talk about.
Hold on, hold on.
Out of touch.
What it's going to happen, though, is it's going to be like script.
Aw, dude, somebody crushed my ho ho.
You'll deal. It's going to be like script, what the mining companies used in the early part, you know, when Nevada was just becoming a state. You know, script was only good to shop at that company's store, so that company kept all of its money in and out.
Right.
That's all we're going to start dealing with.
You don't understand. That's what will end up happening with a smart card.
It's already what's happening with money now.
Well, no, totally different.
I don't see how you think this is going to happen with a smart card. Tell me. Well, how in your infinite wisdom is this going to happen with a smart card?
What can end up happening? Damn it, move. Thank you. The thing about it is right here with the smart card right there, the problem that you have eventually, moving on, it would help enrich a company. The thing about it is this right here. Take a look at your average corporation. Take a look at the corporation we work for. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, take what that corporation has inside of it right there for money that it pays out each month. Now, if the corporation doesn't have to pay that out, they can keep it. Inside.
Of course.
Right.
That's why most companies don't pay paychecks weekly. They pay them every other week. They can try to get what little more interest they can.
Right. Now, the problem with shit like that is it sets up too much of a danger. I'm not talking...
A danger of what? You haven't even related this to smart cards.
Right. With smart cards right there, don't necessarily have to be handled by banks. You'll switch from banks over to other institutions that handle payroll. Payroll-type institutions, and that's too fucking dangerous because you can have abuse like Tyco and AT&T WorldCom where the money is not there and could go away.
The company that I work for? Well, my fellow Americans, no. The company that I work for, they want us to switch from getting a paycheck to using a smart card from the company.
That's now.
Okay, now see, and in that case, yeah, it can be used wrong. But you know what? That's the same thing as direct deposit only for welfare.
Well, no, but see,
I mean, really, I mean, that's what that is. I'm thinking more along the lines of a user-controlled smart card.
Well, but see, what happens is the smart card has the same ability as a debit card or an ATM card, except they're the ones that are holding the funds, sweeping them in, making the money off of it. And they don't have to worry about
and tracking your purchases and tracking your interests
right.
And stuff
now,
like
see,
that.
See, the thing about it is...
See, now that I think is kind of a crock.
Right. See, that's what happens with a smart card. It goes through
that
for...
That can happen with any card.
True, true, true. Just like everybody suddenly
it's
woke
script.
Up with DirecTV.
Like I just said, it's script
okay.
Is what it is. But
the problem,
what I'm thinking of is a bank-based smart card. Like what we have for your debit cards, my credit cards, debit cards, your credit cards, and their credit cards too. Hey, why not? So
yeah, but the problem with shit like that is, I mean, granted, you don't. I mean,
and BNM puts a good point. Banks are just companies too.
That's
very
true. That's
very true.
And as it is right now, banks, in my opinion, are really going to start being on their way out.
You think?
Yeah.
Hell no.
I don't think banks are going to go anywhere.
Yeah, and hold on. God damn, everybody's attacking me, trying to shut me up. No, banks right now. Banks. We're not talking necessarily. Credit unions per se, but banks are really going to start going on their way out. Problem with banks right there is especially during the 80s right there, they made too many goddamn bad loans. They're losing too much money.
True.
Banks are stodgy. I have a question, man. You have a mortgage, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is that through a bank?
No.
Okay. You have two car notes. You're almost done paying off.
Yes.
Are they through banks?
Neither of them.
Right.
None of them are.
You're going to start seeing where instead of having banks where people can earn interest and that bank uses that interest to make loans, you're going to see where basically people have start investing in shit into fucking lending groups that do not bank at all.
Okay. Toe brings up a point. Banks have a lot more regulation by the government. That's a part of the reason why a lot of people are very wary of PayPal. They're not a bank.
True.
Okay.
And we have seen a lot of problems with e-banks before.
What
was that bank that came up, the e-bank?
Which one? The one you could do shopping online through it?
It was a huge one where you could actually have your paycheck deposited. We actually had a few people where we worked that used it.
There was like a Flues and...
No.
E-money?
Flues and e-money. That shit where you could set up an account. This was an e-bank. There was no freestanding branches. There was nothing. Everything was electronic.
Huh. No physical location. Okay.
Right. what they did was they basically said, okay, we'll become a bank. They had to become FDIC insured, and they did.
Okay.
And what happened was they said, okay, you basically can just go ahead, we'll assign you an account number, and you did. And they gave you a legitimate routing number and account number, and you actually did that. And whenever you ordered checks right there, just like your bank right now sends out shit for checks and ATM orders,
right,
or smart card debit orders out to third-party companies, they did the same.
Interesting.
There was no physical bank. They had no physical assets in cash.
No major overhead of capital for
right.
buildings and people.
And they suddenly failed right there.
Why?
Don't know. Basically, all they said was...
Probably a trust issue. You know, if you can't see it or feel it, it must not exist. You can't trust it.
Right. A lot of people signed up for that and basically said, sure, we can go ahead. We'll do that. Now they didn't defraud anybody. Don't think this was a savings and loan thing. No, what they did was when they closed accounts, they said, listen, we're closing accounts next month, blah, blah, blah. So if you had money left over in the account when they closed
out, you got your money.
They sent you a check in the mail that
good.
Was still good that you could cash out.
Good.
So there was no fraud, but
or they'll electronically move it. Okay.
Right, if you had something else. But that's the problem right there as well. And people just don't trust all that smart card shit right there. It's not the way of the future.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a little different. I actually think I would trust a smart card because I could determine the amounts.
True.
You know, if it was that. Now, maybe if it's like where your job pays you on a smart card and you can only use that, well, then, yeah, that's something different. But
Because the thing about it is with a smart card, too, I don't...
already have smart cards.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can get a Visa card, like with Citibank.
Well, a smart card actually is chip technology,
But this is a...
Yeah.
This is a credit card.
Get the mic.
That you put the money onto for your child to use.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I've seen that.
Right.
All right.
So that's in a way like you're talking with a smart card. Most of the credit cards now are coming out. What is one? Oh, Jesus.
I think I know what you're talking about with the Visa, and they also have ones that you can get
the
auto pay loan, the
quickie
loans
on cards. Now, the problem is I'm seeing with this right here is you're saying, oh, well, I can have a smart card and I can only put over so much money like that. I honestly, right now, by way of your thinking right there, I don't see what the difference is with a smart card that you can just sweep money over into.
I guess it's just the technology
and,
logic.
And your ATM card right now, because both would be tied to some sort of secondary monetary account.
Smart card is a little more immediate than a debit card. This is all in the technology aspect of it, not necessarily what the banking does.
It's still just
but the smart card actually, well, it's a chip. And it actually records on there like your beginning and then your reductions and then your inning. Why don't we go ahead? We've really been going on this about 40 minutes now.
Yeah, smart. Like I say, smart card is not going to be a good. It's not that it's something wrong with the technology mostly right there because a lot of things that can go wrong with your ATM card right now.
You know what? Nothing is perfect.
Oh, of course,
nothing is perfect.
And I'm not arguing that. But the problem is, you're going to end up with the same scenario right now. We deal too much in IT with information technology.
Oh yeah.
We don't have enough tangible shit right there.
True.
That is a big morale killer for our workforce.
But not for India. But that's another story altogether. Why don't we go ahead and tell them what they're listening to, Claude?
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
We'll be back in a little bit.
Spank Wagon.
had enough.
Chocolate.
It's a strong bad thing.
I've not seen that email.
It's a good one. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
I'm your host, Trencher.
And I am the unequivocal Club Balls.
Unequivocal.
That's what I said, unequivocal.
I know.
God, man.
Anyhow, this is a screw around show.
Pretty much right there. Basically, we have a couple interesting news stories coming up right here as
well. No, we don't.
Well.
No, they're boring. They're
okay,
heinous.
Fine. We have some boring
Instead,
news
we will have
story.
Awkward silence. You almost touched a button.
Yeah, it's like, well, no! I can change songs during this break.
All right. And we actually have some interesting news articles and stuff like that. But you know, this one got me going.
You know, we also got to talk about, we really do got to talk about that retard video.
You know, I could barely watch it. We have soundboards of it.
Yeah.
And it's
We really haven't even talked about it, have we?
We haven't even touched upon the retard
video.
No,
we have not. I've actually shown it to my coworkers. I think we should really kind of get into that. Everybody may or may not realize, you probably don't realize this right here, because it's not something we've actually brought up on the show before. May have mentioned it in passing, but never really touched it in depth right there. I, Claude Balls, have a fear of mentally handicapped kids.
You have an absolute fear of mentally handicapped.
I am fucking... Let me get some mood.
Not even physical handicap. Mental handicap.
Mentally handicapped people. Not children, but people. The older they are, the worse it even fucks me up.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just oof with them, you know?
Well, okay.
Here, you ready? I got some music.
Okay, let me switch.
There we go. All right. So anyhow, basically, I have a big fear of the mentally handicapped there.
Okay.
They just fucking frighten me.
Explain.
I'm very uncomfortable around it right there.
Why?
Well, it's very interesting about that. Doing my own DIY psycho self-analysis right there.
Oh boy, get a book.
Hey, I didn't need a book, man. I basically, you know, had this epiphany drinking Dr. Pepper and playing Judas Priest backwards.
Really? Right on.
Yeah, dude.
Kill them all.
No, man. I'm very uncomfortable around mentally handicapped people. Not many people know this. I actually, I had a half-ass brother, half as in he was not blood related to me. You know, my father was married once before.
Okay.
And what happened was, you know, there was a kid, you know, him and his wife had, although she had, like, cheated on him, so wasn't my father's son, but he still felt bad for
her. Okay.
And he wasn't mentally retarded, but his mom had, like, totally fucked him in the head.
Oh, Jesus.
And what had happened was, when I was, like, a little kid, we actually went to go visit him one day, and he was, like, living in a mental institution.
Oh, boy.
It was kind of, like, a really frightening place, man. In the sense of, dude, these are people that are not fucking right in the head.
Hence the mental institution.
Yeah. And memories of that right there really, I was with my parents, obviously, but I was like, we're kind of frightened like that, you know?
Right.
So anytime I'm around mentally handicapped people and shit like that, it dredges up those kind of memories.
Makes sense.
Like I say, you know, if I'm gonna you know, be honest with you guys, I'm gonna have to go all the way.
True.
But basically, that's what it was right there. Is anytime I see mentally handicapped people, it really makes me very.
You get very uneasy. Very.
Yes,
you
yes.
just want to get out of the situation as quick as possible. Okay.
Yes.
Understandable.
So yeah, what happened is I, ever since then, have been very uncomfortable around mentally handicapped people.
Okay.
I have a retard phobia.
Yes, you do. And I've seen it in action.
Yeah.
I've seen it in action. But anyhow,
I'm trying to cope with it. What it was. So I'm going through.
It's therapy.
It was. I feel a little bit more comfortable dealing with the little mongoloids. Well, not little, dude. Retarded people are always obese. I don't know why.
Yeah, I've noticed that there's a lot of fat tards.
Yeah, and they always have those slanted eyes, but you can tell they're not Asian hotties.
Oh, God. 5 gallons of tard.
Yuck. I would hit it. No. Oh, God. No, so...
Who in your nanny?
Grab my helmet. Ah!
God. Oh, shit. Anyhow.
I'm picturing retarded people like having sex right now, dude.
You know, there's probably a fringe porn.
Money shot! Yay! Retarded money shot, dude.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Are you over this? Are you okay? You ready to move on?
Yeah.
All right.
So anyhow, what happened was basically looking at everything there, this has really helped me quite a bit end up coping with my phobia of mentally handicapped people.
Okay.
And I got this video, and it's 5 retarded shows.
It's literally two.
Literally. You saw it there. The first one is Sex Education for the Trainable. I did not know this, but... Back in the day,
like 70s,
in the 70s, when things were becoming more politically correct, when they realized we can do more with retards than just, you know, lock them up and smack them and abuse them, they decided to train them to cope with society.
Okay.
Hence, they were called trainables.
Trainables.
I bought this DVD with 5 TV shows here, and it builds up.
Oh,
the first one was Sex Education for the Modern Day Trainable.
Okay.
This was from, and you saw this. This was from the 70s,
dude. It was the. Now we are going to talk to little Johnny about masturbation.
Yeah. Now, if anybody wants to know what we're talking about, go to eBay right now, and type in the keyword "retarded," and you will see this shit right there. I have the DVD with the 5 shows. If you actually look, one of my alter egos right there. If you know what my name is right there, you'll actually see me on my name on the auction. As the list of the best compliments he's received on the video. It exceeded my expectations. It really did. It was fucking great. We saw Sex Education for
sex
the Trainable.
Education, which I was just... Dude. I was freaking out. I was like, no fucking way.
Dude, it was fucking hilarious.
It was.
Dude.
It was funny.
Dude, we saw a retarded kid masturbating.
Well, we didn't see it.
Yeah, but you see...
It's implied.
Dude, implied. Okay, yeah, dude. Okay.
Yeah, the sheets were moving.
The sheets are moving up, and the mother's look. Hi there. I saw you were masturbating. It felt good, didn't it?
God.
I'll knock next time. And we'll talk about this when you're old enough to understand. And she like leaves the room. The kid just like...
Looks like, what? Drool, fucking drool.
And it's like almost... It's almost like a minute long, dude. They do this slow pan in on this kid. And it's not a still shot they're zooming on.
No.
Dude, it's just this kid with this blank half.
You know what it is?
Grin.
It reminds me of Police Squad. At the end when they would do the freeze frame. But like the coffee would still pour out or something fall off the wall, you know? I mean, that's just what it was. It was like... Shit, he's comatose. Do a freeze frame like shot.
Yeah, and then we saw a retarded girl diddle herself. Dude, that was fucking nasty, dude. During arts and crafts time.
Yeah,
these were real retards.
Noodles. Yeah, they were real retards. Real, honest to God, retards.
They were. Dude, that was fucking great, dude. And they have training for the trainables.
They
counselors,
also have, well, they
the
have the counselors and. And they were going through the list of all of the words
the nicknames
for
penis. Like, rod, tool, joint, Peter,
cock.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, joint? What?
70s, man. I guess they'll smoke anything.
Dude. Ba-dum-bum.
Thank you.
Yes, the word pole had not been associated with it yet.
No poll there.
God. Dude.
But yeah, anyhow, moving on from the sex ed, there was also...
And then they did...
Shit, he's stuck on the sex ed again.
The sex ed was great, dude.
You always get off on this.
Dude, they... You, no, no, no. No, no, you can't get off on that
bait,
shit.
Bait, bait.
Bullshit, dude. I draw the line at a lot of shit. The first you saw with midget porn.
Yeah, well, we won't get into that right now.
God. Anyhow, yeah, that shit was fucking nasty, okay? Basically, you know, they show, like, these retarded kids, like, you know, big-ass pictures of, like, prawn.
Yeah.
On drawings. Do you know what this is?
Prawn drawings.
Yeah, and they go, this is the vagina. Do you know what the, you know, they go like, this is where you pee from. They go, what's this? They go, vagina. No, this is where you make a BM. A BM. That was like, ah.
Well, wait a minute now. How come you could say vagina and rod and everything like that? And
but
cock,
BM.
But BM?
I know.
This is where you take a dump.
Dude, the woman takes one of her used maxi pads, opens it up, and goes to the retarded girl. See this? This will happen to you, and shoves it in her face. And goes, this is all a part of becoming a woman.
Yuck!
You have to fucking see it,
dude. You know, I saw that.
You saw it, but everybody else.
Every time, though, I forgot about that, and you're like, this is what you're gonna do. Well, shit, that'll scare him not to. Oh, I'm bleeding! Shabom.
Dude, in the obligatory stereotypical gay guy assaulting the retarded kid at the urinal. Remember that, dude, at the end?
Can we move on to the other segments?
Okay, then the next segment was teaching the trainable to walk home.
That wasn't really all that.
That wasn't too, that was just watching
the biggest fro, though.
Dude, that chick with this thick ass, like, Brooklyn accent or Bronx accent.
Bronx accent. This black girl. Fro the side of Ludacris. Ludacris, that was
dude, man.
Huge.
She had this massive fro, and she's teaching the retarded guy to walk home. Okay, he's retarded, so I can forgive the goofy-ass walk, okay? Looks like, you know, Urkel, you know, and Pee-wee Herman. But every time he comes to, like, a fucking crosswalk, he hunches down like fucking Spider-Man, puts his arms out, and slowly creeps out and, like, looks each way, and then staying hunched down, just kind of skittles across the floor, man.
Like a rat.
Dude, and then he gets back up and goes, and walks home.
You know what it is? It's like super defensive. What it is.
Oh, dude.
It's a super defensive stats.
But it's funny.
Next one after that, though, was
the show.
The show. What show was that?
Kiss My TV Show.
Oh, that
dude,
was horrible.
This was heinous, man. First of all, the host is this woman. She's not really retarded per se, but she's a victim of alcohol fetal syndrome.
Yeah.
Which was scary as shit to look at.
Oh, my God. It was like, it was Marty Feldman without the humor.
God, man. Imagine Marty Feldman. You take his fucking. Imagine
no,
Marty Feldman.
These people imagine Marty Feldman.
I know. Imagine Marty Feldman was Korean. Okay.
But basically, yeah. So anyhow, and it was they were doing all these segments. My favorite segment though was there's this tard in a chair, and they had like a Casio keyboard that they just slap on a demo mode as the theme music, and all they would do is rock back and forth in the chair, just
and randomly hit a key, and then say he's making his own music. He's not. And then they would like. Then we saw like the worst.
So much as maybe a baby pushing on like a little toy.
Oh, God. And then they had this one retarded woman. They interview people from the street and go, "Hey, give me advice for this. I think I should cut my hair. What do you think?" Get this. God, that they have this retarded woman, dude. She's like in her 60s.
And it was the same one that was dancing in the chair.
Yeah, and they're like, "Hey, man, what do you think about this? Do you think Jordan should leave the Bulls this year because his point stats?"
And it was questions by tards.
It was questioned by real people.
No, those were tards.
Nuh-uh.
Not
all of them.
Sure seemed like it to me.
Dude, you got to go through. Maybe you saw a different segment, dude.
Maybe I did.
It's great. And then they have retarded movie reviews.
Jesus.
People trying to read into shit too much is fucking great. And then retard book reviews. You know, I really like Dick. He and Jane is nice, too.
I really, 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 really like this book.
Right. Then the next, yeah, that was painful for me to watch. I'm just like, ugh. God, because especially with fucking Captain
and then there
Fetal
was,
Alcohol.
Yeah, well, then there was
the Christmas party.
The Christmas party at a tard center.
Okay, check this out. It's like a tard center. God, I guess it was a trainable corral center. God, and they're doing the time for the okay. B&M asks in the chat room, is it time for that dancing fat kid GIF? B&M, it is time.
Oh, yeah.
Tile that GIF, turn your fucking active desktop on, and that's what it was like watching this video.
Uh-huh. Yes, absolutely.
There was this, like, high school garage grunge or metal, and I'm sorry, they were a high school band, but they were, like, speed metal.
Not good at that, but yeah.
Yeah, and the name of the band, from what it said, was Gobstopper. Don't know who they are, but if you want to do a little research on the side. And they start fucking, they do the stupidest shit. Man, it's funny. They go, how many people here like to bowl? And like, nah. All right, man, this song goes out to everybody who loves to bowl. Hit it!
And that's what it, that's every song would sound like.
And these people, dude, you see,
the tards were just dancing.
They were fucking just dancing. There's one guy in like arm crutches, dude, who just hunches forward in his crutches. He just bobs up and down and shit, dude. You see these people just fucking jumping straight up and going, ah!
But the best part was when
every time they finish a song, they go with the drums. They go, thank you! And all the fucking retards simultaneously go, you're welcome! Like, all right, whose birthday is it? And like, me! All right, man, happy birthday! Who had a birthday recently? Yay! They go through this. All right, everybody say happy birthday to so-and-so. Yay! This fucking guy comes up and goes, hey, my birthday! All right, dude, when's your birthday? He goes, June 17th! He goes, well, dude, a lot of people have birthdays, but not around here. That don't count. Who else got a birthday? This guy's like crushed, dude. And then you get to see them get heckled.
Uh-huh.
Heckled by the fucking people who like run the thing. Like, you're ruining the play. This was meant to be fun. Well, dude, they're having fun. Then they go, guess what, guys? We want to keep playing for you. Yay! But they say we can't. No. No.
And all the tards get pissed at the administrators.
Yeah, it was fucking
great.
Yeah,
it starts. Oh, I mean, a tard riot almost.
Dude, and this was, that was like an almost. It's like almost an hour
yeah.
of watching it. And it's kind of depressing at the end because the tards begin to lose their energy.
They just all kind of.
But they dude, there's this one girl, Bob. Dude. She's like, fuck. She looks like she's a paraplegic or something.
Okay.
And she got like kind of atrophied, tiny hands and stuff. She's like really got some motor problems.
Okay.
And she's in a wheelchair. And there's another retarded girl wheeling her along. And the retarded girl in the wheelchair is like kind of bopping her head and shaking her like limbs. And the one holding the wheelchair is like dancing all around. She's like spinning the wheelchair left and right.
Jesus.
And almost in circles. It's fucking funny.
So that was that, and then finally.
Then finally, we come to the end all be all. Okay? We come to a little bit called the Merle Howard Kalin Show.
The Merle Howard Kalin Show.
Now, this is great, okay? This was fucking fantastic. This guy, he's a retarded guy, okay?
Obviously, as opposed,
who is pretty obese, and he has his own cooking show.
And this is on, like, Chicago Public Access.
Yes. Now what makes this
was
early 90s shit, because you can tell by the PSAs that come up during commercial times. What's funny about this is apparently it was on the same television station as the cooking show. The cooking show is on the same television as the one previously, the Kiss My TV show.
Kiss My TV, okay.
What makes it funny is the retarded people, they make them say the address you want to write into. There's nothing funnier than telling a retard to try to say the words Algonquin Road. Because they're reading off cue cards. They fucking butcher it.
I don't want it.
Algonquin.
Merle Howard Kalin, man.
Merle Howard Kalin. The guy who thinks he can cook.
Oh, yeah.
They gave him bad knives.
Dude, they give him the dullest knives known to man. He smashes tomatoes. First of all.
Like, you know that commercial for Ginsu where they smash tomatoes?
Oh, God. This is like.
Intentionally?
This is the
end. He's not trying. He actually probably could do okay.
Yes.
But what he would start doing when he got... Well, let's start off early.
Yeah, what would happen is first he comes up to the show and he's like, this is the best meal of the day.
Because it's easy to do.
That's the actual guy's voice.
That's the dude.
It was fucking horrible.
So...
He goes through, man, and he prepares raw chicken to make barbecued chicken. He takes raw chicken breast halves and puts them on
skins
there.
Skins them.
Skins them, and he takes away the skin, the fat.
Yicky.
Yeah, that's why, because it's yicky, right? And he always reminds you during the show.
Do not cook alone.
And shit like that.
Do not cook alone.
So he takes raw chicken, puts it on a cutting board, butchers and bruises the shit out of it, trying to cut it up into chunks, and slathers it in barbecue sauce. And then immediately after that, puts down a fucking head of lettuce
on top of the same board,
covered in chicken blood, to make salad. Because
that's how you're cooking with milk.
Apparently, this man does not know what fucking salmonella means.
The salad is the most important food of the day.
Yeah,
you learn how to cook by the specialties.
Yeah, it was fucking horrible.
And my favorite, though, is like every food he'd bring out would be like the best food of the day.
Yeah, and he would taste the shit and just go, mmm. This has to be the funniest audio clip of him tasting the shit.
Get ready.
Now, this gets really bad.
Wait a minute, what was that?
Oh, yeah. He makes a salad, and he fucking, like, eats a leaf of lettuce, man, and just goes,
oh, boy, delicious. The show is great.
Dude, it's horrible. No matter what he fucks up to.
You don't have to make a mistake on these things.
And he fucks up big time. First, we have the Jell-O.
The Jell-O.
The Jell-O.
The Jell-O. I saw that.
That was so goddamn disgusting.
It started melting.
My Jell-O falling apart.
Dude. First of all, he takes like Jell-O. It must have been made a week ago.
At least. And it was melting under the stage lights.
And only half of it came out of like the upside down cake mold, dude.
And then he cuts up fruit.
Let's get on the apples.
Okay, now, first of all, let's remind the guests right here. Merle likes to reuse shit without wiping it, okay?
By the way,
I don't have no more paper towels, folks.
Because he has no paper towels.
He has no paper towels.
So the same shit he cut the chicken with, he's using on fucking apples.
And then he'll eat an apple.
And then he fucking eats it and just goes,
oh, boy, delicious.
Okay, now this is the bad part. This and he fucking shows you everything one at a time.
This is a cucumber. It's difficult, please.
You hear like that right there? He's all whispering. He fucking gets pissed. He's like, shit. He's all, thigh for using the curse word, folks.
Yeah, and he'll start getting angry.
Now. And he'll like,
oh, look at that cheese go.
Now, what's funny is Merle Howard, when he panics, he tries to cover it up. He does impersonations. he fucking, and every impersonation sounds like the same one before, dude. It's like watching Andy Kaufman do Foreign Man almost.
Yeah.
Except for Foreign Man's retarded. Dude, he's like, this is the Ed McMahon. Hi there, I'm Ed McMahon.
I mean, that is exactly it. Do we have any examples?
This is one of the best ones when he does Porky Pig.
A Porky Pig.
So yeah, and why did you buy the CD?
I loved it, dude.
So good and tasty.
It was fucking great, man.
Yicky.
I just love that. He overemphasizes everything, no matter what he tastes, how he tastes it, dude.
Barbecue.
I love the It was fucking great.
Anyhow, what this DVD is, if you go to eBay,
do
a search on Trainables.
No, type in retarded, and that'll get you to it. Like, a lot of people have been selling this shit, basically just separately, all these shows. There's a guy named Dan, and ironically enough, his website is called www.dansvideos.com. He's the guy I bought mine through. I got on DVD, and I got all five shows on DVD on one for one price. Cost me $12.
Not bad.
Yeah, like there's MerleDVD.com right there. Like, you know, that's where I got the soundboards from. They just sell the fucking thing. They just sell that show alone on DVD. And what's great is they also have a couple of video clips. From the show, so you can see how bad.
Give us the link, Dan's Video or Dan's?
DansVideos.com.
And
MerrillDVD.com. That would be MerrillDVD.com.
All right.
Yeah, and Dan's Videos, of course, is going to be D-A-N, SVIDEOS.com.
Check him out.
Yeah, and Dan's video's got some really rare shit. I mean, I got some stuff about, like, documentary stuff on, like, behind-the-scenes stuff at a mental institution. I was really digging that. And $5 off any one purchase at dansvideos.com. I got a coupon for that, so maybe get you some stuff, too. He's got a lot of really rare videos. A lot of
mainstream stuff?
No. He doesn't have a lot of the shit I do want right there. Stuff that, like, I found on subcinema.com or subsin.com.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he's got some cool-ass shit on there.
Okay. Why don't we go ahead and take a quick break, get set up for the rest of the show, including the Mad Props. And
the show is great.
I feel good.
And what are we listening to, Claude?
Spankwagon Radio.
Try too hard.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net. It's that good.
You know, technology is a great thing.
Yes, it is.
Until you put it into Claude's hands. And then somehow something magic happens. And
all right, hold on. Let me play some music to keep you guys company.
Where are we playing it from? We'll be back.
In the water.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think you know what this means.
It is now time for the one segment you all live for.
Or at least the one segment you all tolerate.
Tolerate?
I'd say tolerate.
Tolerate.
I'm being nice.
Gee whiz, thanks.
You put up with us.
And we put up with you. I don't know.
Well, it's a
I don't know where that's going. Fuck yeah. It. All right, it is time now for...
Mad props.
Thanks. Mad props. Kill my build-up and shit.
Build-up? Come on. We said we're going to take it easy this show. After last week,
we don't
have to do like some whiz-bang show every week.
True, but the power of the retard compels me.
Power of the retard. That you fear the most compels you to do what?
To run from it and fight it. Dude, I got to fight the retard. Dude, man, if I was a DJ, I could still do a PE song about that.
Why can't I kill his mic?
Yeah, all right, dude.
Folks, it's time for...
Mad props.
I was wondering if you're going to wrap up for that one. All right, let's go ahead. Okay. I think we're even going to keep it simple. Let's just say mad props.
Mad props.
To B&M.
Mad props.
What the hell are you doing over there? All right, let's also give mad props to Chizad.
Mad props.
You done yet? Whatever.
I'm just trying to make up for the lack of...
The lack of what? We're here. That's all they need. Let's give out mad props to Toe. Also known tonight as Oat Shit.
Okay, mad props. Tote Shit.
Tote Shit?
Tote.
Tote. Tote Shit.
Yeah, well, can combine his name.
Well, I always kind of went by like Toe and Oat Shit and... I don't know.
Tote Shit.
Tote Shit.
All right, mad props.
All right. Don't do that. That's annoying. And finally, dick.
I'm a dick.
You're a dick. Finally, mad props to JSTFU.org's guy, Reverend Hammer.
All right, mad props to you, sir.
Mad props. So that's mad props. Of course, we don't even have a dead celebrity this week. We really didn't pay much attention.
I mean, I do have one, but like if I name him off, everybody's just going to go, huh? He was on Babylon 5. Some guy.
Well, I don't know. Maybe this group knows him.
All right, do you want me to read him off?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's just...
All right, hold on.
Let's read it off.
Hold on. There we go.
Warn me so I could do the slider.
It was like severe lack of enthusiasm. Dude, he didn't even deserve the slider intro. Come on.
He could have given it the slider intro.
Oh.
Here. Right. Watch. Huh? Well, huh?
Fine. Do over.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. There you go.
It was right there. How are you having a heart?
There you go. All right.
Oh, nice.
All right, now it's time for Dead Celebrity. I give a shit less about of the week. Oh, wait. Hold on. Shit.
Should we just go on to something else and come back to it when you're ready?
Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, God. Yes, what are you doing?
All right. This week's dead celebrity is...
Choke!
Literally, too.
God.
Richard Biggs.
There you go. He's dead.
Richard Biggs. No.
Matt props to his doctor. Don't know.
He played Stephen Franklin, MD, on Babylon 5. He also had a career which enabled him to be on the television series Tremors. A Blaze, Stormy Night. He was on Days of Our Lives between 87 and 92, played Marcus Hunter.
And all of a sudden, Toe goes, oh, yeah, I know that.
Oh, yeah. Now, he had many notable guest television appearances. He was in an episode of TJ Hooker.
Ooh.
And VIP.
Ooh. All right, so someone meaningless has died. Let's get on with the show.
Well, we do have some obituaries.
Don't even push it.
I know they're from the IMDb message boards. Never mind.
On,
all right, Richard Biggs.
He's dead.
You're
dead. Dead celebrity of
Your
the week.
Your problems are over. Dead celebrity of the week. Let's try to at least synchronize that, okay?
Why? You couldn't even give me a proper fade.
Well, I'm not in control of the message board. God. Fucking Richard Biggs.
Maybe we need a vacation.
Richard Biggs' death caused me more problems than it did his family, probably.
I just want to know one thing. Did Trencher here give you too much responsibility on that side?
Ouch.
Well, the mother would know.
Wow, man. Jesus, I feel like I'm
Jewish. Think that's why she came to my mic. She didn't want you cutting yours out.
Yeah, I know. God, I totally feel Jewish right now, dude, with that motherly guilt.
Woo! Damn. You got it. That's
Jeez,
great.
Let's just get to the music. I love this song.
Is this that one commercial?
Yeah.
Look, why don't we re-cue this so everybody can hear this? I don't know if anybody's seen it.
Okay. It's ready to go. Basically, it's a commercial for Peugeot. It aired
Peugeot in Europe.
Peugeot Europe. Actually, Asia over in India.
Really?
Might have been Europe too. I'm going to bet it probably
got to Europe.
Well, in any case, it's for Peugeot. Everyone knows Peugeot makes cars in France. Right, yeah. So, come on, dude. I hate saying this. I'll probably start a flame war, but come on, dude. Most of you guys are American, and I'm American, and we forget the rest of the world exists most of the time.
Most times. We're invading. But can you really say that about the anime group? They only think two places exist, United States and Japan.
Japan. I don't know, man. L.A.'s kind of Neo-Tokyo.
I'm not going to start. So anyhow, this is a commercial, and what the guy does is he gets this piece
old
of shit car.
Old like Peugeot from, like, I'd say at least the early to mid-60s.
Early to mid-60s, and starts beating on it with a hammer and wood.
Drives it into a wall, has an elephant sit on the front, bangs it during the night, and he's welding into the wee hours of the morning.
Also, when it comes out looking the next night, looking like one of the brand new Peugeots.
Yeah, he basically beat this car to hell to reform it to look like a new Peugeot.
Yeah.
Then goes cruising
mm-hmm.
to go pick up chicks, him and I don't know, do Hindu guys have homeboys?
Apparently they do in that commercial.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, him and his homeboys. I mean, you know, there's even a video for this song. Anyhow,
yes, there is.
The song, the video, is a big hit, actually.
Shazad's a huge Peugeot fan.
Okay, Shazad is?
Shazad.
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 Not Jazad.
Jazad. Ah! Hey, look, we did manage a semen joke this week.
Yeah!
Even if by accident. Da,
da, da. All right, so play the damn song.
So anyhow, I don't know, Shazad's a big Peugeot fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Shazad's seen it. Okay, and the song went on to much popularity, but it was a jam. It was like a studio musician.
Is the song on there? Or is it gonna be on?
It's gonna be on here.
Okay, let me kill this one.
So anyhow, the there were studio musicians, but there was such a huge popularity for the song, they actually had to cut a record.
All right, let's.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. I like the song. I mean,
it's great.
It's a good song.
It even has rap in it.
Ooh, it's urban.
Agreed, Shazad. Peugeot helped make my motor. Jump check out and I move your body. One in a million, girl, them look good. Them look good like city from Bollywood. As we dance for the rhythm, I'm right. Everybody them a move inside. Everybody them a feeling the vibe. My hunger nights.
So yeah, that was I mean, there's more to the song, and I'm
yeah.
We'll play maybe later.
This is pretty much my song for the week. I'll probably loop it at the end of the show for everybody to hear it in its entirety. That's Bhangra Nights versus Husan. It's a Hindi. I know. I can't really do a Hindi thing.
Yeah, I know. So, but yeah. Anywho, what should we cut to?
That would probably be this week's recommended listening, mainly because you can't find it and I have it. Haha.
Oh, you can find it. Come on, it's the fucking internet.
Well, you know what I found on the
internet? You found retards diddling themselves. I'm sure you can find this song. Yeah, I think you can find this song on the internet.
Merle Howard Kalen, man. Much love, my homie.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, boy, I don't even know if I want to cut in any of my news. I got something about caffeine intake. That just sounded like a whale. He's like taking it in the pipe.
So good.
All right, okay. Have you heard of this new technology made by a company in Utah called ClearPlay? It's a new technology that goes into DVD players. Right now, the RCA DRC-232N, a DVD player, will automatically skip cinematic violence, sex, swearing, and drug use.
Oh, yeah.
I know you've heard about this one. And I actually pulled this from New York Times, got the link off of Ars Technica.
Yucky.
Its scene-cutting technology called ClearPlay comes from a Utah company of the same name. Executives maintain that by sanitizing movies, they're actually doing Hollywood a favor by building a broader audience. Hollywood, which I'm going to agree with in this case, I guess you can never really be against Big Brother the full way. Hollywood begs to differ, actually. It's going to sue, also here it mentions. Eight movie studios and the Directors Guild of America have already taken ClearPlay and a group of similar companies to court. ClearPlay software edits movies to conform to ClearPlay's vision of a movie instead of letting audiences see and judge for themselves what the writers wrote, what the actors said, and what the directors envisioned. The RCA is available at Walmart for $70 if you want to probably go check out a demo or something of that nature. I don't know. The machine plays regular unmodified commercial DVDs. What it does is it actually skips objectionable scenes based on software filters created by human editors and stored in its memory. It does not filter DVD bonus materials, homemade DVDs, or copies of DVDs. It does so, I think, based on the time. So it's like the timing. The filters for 100 recent movies come installed automatically. You do have to pay for access to the other 500 filters the company has released so far. $1.50 for a single movie, $50 a year for the entire library, and so on.
God.
Installing these new filters are a hassle. First, you feed them into a player on a CD that you either burn yourself using a computer or downloading one on, or ordered a CD from ClearPlay for another $3 each. One shot, weekly, or monthly, whatever. As for the movies that the company hasn't yet edited, you could set up the RCA player to play them, refuse them, or play them only if they're below, let's say, your setting of PG-13.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Password, protected menus, and everything.
Fuck my ass. What else?
Profanity, ethnic and social slurs, crude language and humor, and vain reference to a deity are all edited out. To mask bad language, the player momentarily mutes the soundtrack, but as the article here goes on, I mean, that's about as effective as putting a beep in it or scrubbing the words by, you know, changing the soundtrack so you can't tell. Because you know...
Jesus H. Christ.
You know. You absolutely know that if you're going to hear the word, you're going to know what it is.
God, can you imagine that, dude? Well, I got a question. You know what I'm curious about? What about, supplemental tracks for the hearing impaired?
I'm not sure. Actually, it does not say that. It does say since it doesn't cover the bonus tracks and stuff, it may cut that out just based on time.
What about language? What about language?
It deads the
No. If it's like a different language,
I don't know. They don't go into that. To filter out violence, sex, and disturbing images, on the other hand, the player simply skips ahead. A quarter second video freeze, a discontinuing in the music, and sometimes really bizarre plot holes will start showing up because you miss what you need to get. One other thing here is that they found out that if you actually were to use this, you discover ClearPlay is not objectionable just because it butchers the movie maker's visions. There's a much bigger problem because it doesn't actually work. It doesn't fulfill their own mission to make otherwise offensive movies good for the family. The editors are wildly inconsistent. They will dually mute every "Oh my God" and "You bastard," but they will kind of leave in like slang terms and stuff like that for sexuality. In Pirates of the Caribbean, for example, the line is said, "God forsaken island," and it's bleeped. However, "heathen gods" slips through. So they don't, they're not all thorough. Terminator 3, the software skips over the Terminator, mind you, the cyborg, Bloodlessly opening his abdomen to make that repair. Remember that? When his power cartridge.
Yeah.
Yet you're still shown a hook carving bloody gouges into the palms of a character in the Matrix Reloaded. So on some films it's
weird.
Edited, some films it's not. Another problem, the editors weld the scissors differently according to their view of the character's righteousness. This one's the one that got me. When Americans are shot in Black Hawk Down, the editors carefully omit the bullet's moment of impact. But when Somali gunmen are blown apart, you see the whole scene.
Interesting. Yeah.
Clearplay's most ridiculous assumption, however, is the exercising of only the split second of central violence makes, you know, seem somehow less traumatic. You don't see Green Goblin getting stabbed, but you see his death scene thereafter.
Yeah, that's...
Kind of leaves, you know... You really... by the way, Uncle Ben's sidewalk death was approved. Just that's something to put in here. Also in the ring...
It's weird.
Yeah.
That's just fucking disjointed.
Absolutely. Also in the ring... Clearplay doesn't want us to see the disturbed woman murdering her own daughter by throwing her down a well. So instead, you see the two of them march up to the well, and then boom, you see the girl falling down the shaft and drowning.
Yeah, that's...
So you don't really get an idea as to why that happened. Yeah, but it's edited. It's cleaned up. And also in Terminator 3, the editors basically took out the arrival scene where you see Arnold, you know, getting nude. But they completely leave in everything to do with the... global nuclear Armageddon.
Yeah, this is actually going through somebody else's vision. I don't like this at all.
Mm.
You know, it's going to turn out to be very fucking horrible.
Yeah, and Clearplay says it's not even going to try to create filters for movies like Kill Bill or Passion of the Christ. Thank God. But it does still try to make deal with Gothica, 28 Days, Amistad, and Gladiator.
No, dude, how could you fucking do that with Gothica? I mean, Gothica is... I've not seen it yet, but from what I've actually seen...
From what I've heard around the block.
Yeah. It looks like a movie you'd have to pay attention to.
Yeah. Clearplay technology is not intended for the families at all, basically. It's, you know...
I wonder what they do to Willy Wonka.
And this is an opinion part here. Oh, God. It's actually intended for like-minded adults, especially people who are totally offended by bad language and sexual situations, and they just don't want to see brutality, destruction, but suffering, or suffering, but of course we know that it doesn't work. My favorite line here, though, from this article... Maybe every Clearplay sanitized movie ought to begin with a message. This film has been modified as follows. It has been formatted to fit the taste, sensibilities, and religious beliefs of a couple guys in Utah. That'll be $1.50.
God.
Anyhow, yeah, great article. Pulled it off of New York Times, which linked...
That's completely fucking wrong, dude. I mean, that right there is fucking commercial fascism.
I'm not arguing with you there.
God,
I think it's pathetic.
How the fuck?
So two people or a company feels that they should be the moral majority. Again, I guess it's a Big Brother show here.
Fuck, man.
Anywho.
Fucking A.
Anything you want to add to tonight?
I remember you, you filthy little whore.
Cat. Oops, wrong one. Damn.
I knew that was going to
curse you, Pearl of the soundboards. Or Pearl.
Pearl. Hey, why don't we go ahead? Do you got anything you need to add to tonight's show?
Pretty much. I mean, I'm just kind of fucking blown away by that shit right there.
But yeah, it's something maybe we'll talk more in maybe next week.
Get
everybody.
I remember those.
Peanut Gallery is up here. Peanut Gallery is walking away.
All right. Yeah, I remember when these things first came out and they were like trying to sell them over at like Walmart and shit right there.
They still are.
You know, people are like, oh, this, that, and that. You know, it's just fucking.
I don't know about you, but wouldn't it be better to see it? And if you have a kid, and you do let them choose to, by either action or inaction, let them see the movie, wouldn't it be better to let them see the whole thing and then try to explain the rights and wrongs of it than to have it chopped up, edited, and not quite get what was being told or what was being seen?
I would agree with that. I think it's absolutely fucking deplorable what they're trying to do by censoring all this shit.
I agree.
Would you allow a group, a small group that have become what they want to call themselves the moral majority, to edit what you can see, what you can let your children see? Aren't you the parent, and it's your decision on how to educate your child on things?
We've had this discussion on the show before, and one thing that Claude brought up, he heard on a Howard Stern show.
Right.
One of the people from the FCC, like, belted out and snapped at a couple callers and said something to the effect of, I'm tired of hearing everybody say it's the parents' responsibility. They can't do everything. We need to step in and help.
Yeah. And that's absolutely wrong.
I agree.
It is completely wrong. Totally.
I don't know. Peanut Gallery's shaking their head as they walk away. I think they agree with us. It's wrong. It's stupid. You know, and that's what people want.
Peanut Gallery had to walk away because Peanut Gallery has a phone call.
Oh. I think what a lot of it is just the fact that people like to be sheep. People like to be told what to do.
People don't like to...
No, people
well, okay,
do.
Okay, wait. Like to be sheep. People don't like to be sheep, but people love to be told what to do. It's hard, man. It's hard to go out and fucking think for yourself, man. It's hard to actually have to accept the responsibilities and the consequences of your own actions. It's easier
to blame someone else.
Right, and let them take control of your life totally. Just absolutely
I can agree
totally.
With that. I'm going to agree with that completely. And you know what? Everybody who listens, you know, we're assuming people who listen to Spankwagon and people who don't listen to Spankwagon regularly. And
Yeah.
You know, they're doing this because they want to and they get entertained and all that shit.
Yeah.
Where am I going with this? I'm going somewhere with this. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, you know what? If you're listening because you choose to, great.
Yeah.
No one fucking forced your arm. You know?
And we've
had people tell us we need to calm down on some shit.
Yeah, and we've had people that said, you know, I listened in, I didn't like the show. That's fine.
That's fine. You listen in, you got an opinion, you left, and you know what? If you want to try again in the future, great.
Yeah.
If not, fine. And if you're adults about it, it's okay. Look at let's use Wastrel. I know he's not here to defend himself, and I apologize for that. If he's listening in the archive, Wastrel, we're not trying to drag you through the mud. But
just in case, mad props for you since we're going to abuse your name.
Basically, he made a choice when we were doing 5 gallons of Spank, which is in the archive, to leave. I think he went a little extreme and left the entire chat room. He could have just muted the speakers and waited for us to say, okay, we're change topic, mute music, whatever. But you know what? He made that conscious decision.
And that's fine. Because
that is great.
What may have been extreme to you may have actually been the only way he could truly get his point across to say, dude, I'm not joking.
Exactly.
Right.
And I think that is completely
that to me is not the
respectable.
The extreme would have been a DOS attack, okay?
Yes.
All right.
No, I'm saying Wastrel did the right thing.
Right. He said,
I mean, not right thing. I know it's something
right thing
the right
for
the
him.
Wrong. Right thing for him. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, and he fucking left. I mean, but like this shit right there, the people in Utah, I really do hope that they're going to lose. And I think the problem with this kind of technology is going to be with the DMCA. I think that the movie studios could quite possibly say, listen, man, you're editing our shit. You're violating our intellectual copyrights.
That's tough to say.
Totally. No, but it's not tough to say at all. It is not tough to say at all.
Have to review some of the DCMA.
True. Understandable. And it presents a big problem, too, for network television stuff that, you know, censor words and things like that. Because, you know, that may actually bring down the fucking hammer for a lot of network stations and cable stations, not pay-per-view cable stations, such as pay channels like HBO, which don't bother to censor at all, but a lot of other stations as well.
Well, let's look at it this way.
To say, listen, you're editing our shit right here and blah, blah, blah. Now, the problem with this is they have to say, well, major networks
You know why I see there? I can tell you right now there's a huge difference, and I can tell you exactly why.
Go ahead.
The rules and regulations established for network television have been there for quite a long time.
Right.
I don't think there's such a big deal about conforming to network because, you know, they're never going to show something like Kill Bill on ABC. If they have to edit out a couple bit of words or whatever or a scene or two, fine. And I think the studios accept that. Otherwise, they would have stopped selling their stuff a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's a huge difference. Now, what we're talking about, though, DVD technology.
But there's a difference, though, because they're still editing the story. They're still editing their vision, their work. The problem is we have to set a standard as to the length and amount of editing possible. Now hold on,
and I can agree with that on a DVD. Now on TV,
I got
no.
it. I got
TV,
it.
No, because that
no,
again,
no.
that's pre-established.
You're right. No. It has nothing to do with that at all.
Okay.
Has nothing to do whatsoever with what you're saying right there. But I found the loophole.
Sure,
it's public viewing, not private viewing. Public viewing would be different. Private viewing is meant to be shown as a whole in its entirety, and that right there. They're editing their private...
No, that's gray in the area
because
you can watch
a
TV
way.
Show. Sure, it's done on a public airwaves, but
right.
it's meant for private viewing
right.
at home.
And like
that's
I
why
say...
So, well, that's why so many people here in Vegas got in trouble when they wanted to do the NFL...
True.
At all the casinos with all the TVs because it changed... Because they said, well, no, this is meant for private viewing, people in their homes.
Right.
And not for viewing at a bar. So
true. Understandable. It's great. And like I say, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not the one who would be able to tell you the end-all, be-all, absolute answer. But I can see the gray area, and I can see the tense of it,
yeah,
where a lawyer could hammer that out. Now, the thing about it is right there, the reason I think this is a bad idea, I have no problem with parents helping censor things for their children in the sense of they want to guide and raise them. I mean, after all, my job there, you know, I can't be hypocritical. I can't tell people that it's your job to raise children, but tell them you're raising them wrong.
Exactly.
So I can't say that things like that is wrong. However, I have an honest fear that this kind of censorship right there can work its way too much into people's everyday lives and ingrain with them, well, this group, unnamed or whoever the fuck they are, says this is wrong, so now I accept this as being wrong, therefore this is wrong for everyone. And that's where this can bud too much to start interfering with everything
else. And I mean, that is something you have to worry, because at what point is the influence of it? You know,
right.
I mean, look at the influence of TV shows now where people do copy a lot of the style and the attitudes and stuff like that.
Right.
I mean, come on. I think it was actually hilarious. An article in FARC with the headline said, kids do stupid stunts, no sighting of Jackass comparison in article anywhere. You know, because everybody was... Kids have been doing stupid shit for years.
And kids ages, always will.
Always will.
Hell, kids, people.
And humans, okay? And yet, for how long, you know, they're saying a Jackass-like stunt. Well, no, maybe not. I mean, I didn't see them running around like Ryan Dunn with a Matchbox car stuffed up their ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was... saw it last night.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
That was good, wasn't it?
I love it.
I loved it, too.
There's only one thing, though. The only couple of...
Yellow
snow cone just gagged me. And there was one scene earlier.
What about wasabi?
Oh, the wasabi snow. Yeah, that.
That was like, oh. Yellow snow grossed me out more than that.
Yeah. I mean, most of it was pretty cool. I absolutely loved, though, the when they dive through the roof.
Oh, yeah. And that black guy gets scared shitless.
It starts running. By the way, Jackass the movie. Go watch it. I'll tell you what, though. Of all of them, like, Bam's crew. They're just fucking cool. Steve-O and his crew, they're psycho.
Yeah, but you know what? Kind of a sideline news story right there. I bet Ringling Brothers is kind of sad they didn't take Steve-O. For all the crazy shit Steve-O's done, like stapling his scrotum to his fucking thigh.
Yeah, he's not a child molester, like.
Wait, can't say that, can't say that, can't say that.
What?
Can't say. He was not accused.
Oh, excuse
he's
me.
Not being accused yet of molesting children,
he's
or proven.
Being accused of being a child molester.
Okay, well, he didn't even say molester. He was... Not Steve-O, but Spanky the Clown.
Spanky
Yay!
The Clown. Oh, my God.
Was actually arrested for having child pornography on his computer with the circus. Spanky the Clown.
Damn.
That name itself is wrong. And you know what, dude? No matter what, dude. You know, it's hard to take a good mug shot right there. But smokinggun.com, they have a good story on this, and they have a side-by-side comparison with Spanky's, like, kind of, you know, a publicity shot with him going, yay. And then his... you know, my nice mugshot with
mug
the feds.
Mugshot, yeah.
Spanky the...
Big difference.
Okay, the name Spanky should have been a fucking clue right away, dude.
You'd think. But you know, I think you said it best. The only man you've ever seen take a good mugshot?
Henry Earl.
So, all right, folks. You know, we've covered the gamut. I've ran out of shit. I mean, I know we got 15 minutes, but we're just going to play fucking music.
Yeah, I don't want to bore you guys right there with any of that shit right there. But, yeah.
You've listened to the Recovery Show. Trust me, next week we'll be back to normal Spankwagon.
Oh, yeah. And in the meantime, like I say, dude, it was fun for me right there.
So just remember, next week, same spank time.
May the good Lord bless us and poop on us all.
Same spank sign.
Oh, yes.
It is Spank Wagon Radio.
It's a great show for me to poop on.
Spank Wagon at spankwagon.vftp.net. Good night.